All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Habbo and Frank, final segment of tonight's show. As we said several times, be careful tonight, drive safely, happy new year, and we all look forward to a prosperous and healthy 2013. Frank's got a little update from the Olympic sports side of the house, including women's basketball.
Well, you've got to give credit to Joanne Boyle. She keeps putting together wins, and this past weekend, a nice victory in the Cavalier Classic. The Wahoos rolled to victory in the championship game against Xavier, 54-45. Did it without one of the players. Jasmine Pitts has had a little concussion and was actually sent home before the game. They didn't even want her to watch the game because they wanted her to be in a quiet place where she could just rest. But good trapping defense by UVA, forced 10 first-half Xavier turnovers, and held Xavier to just 4 of 24 in the first half. That's some defense. Good win for the Wahoos, and you'd have to say the surprise so far this season for the women. Kelsey Wolf from Germantown, Maryland, junior, has been playing lights-out basketball. Excellent defense and scoring far more points than anybody would have expected, and really impressed with women's basketball.
Joanne Boyle, she's a terrific coach, and I think that program is just going to be on the upswing in the years to come.
Very exciting game this Thursday night at JPJ for the women, as they will take on the Hokies at 7 o'clock, and always a good game when those two teams get together.
Lady Hokies. And then, you know, we got bowl games today. A couple of ACC bowl games already concluded by the time we go on the air here tonight. But then Clemson tonight in the Chick-fil-A Bowl plays LSU. Big game. How do you break that one down?
You know, that's a heck of a football game. And, you know, you gotta give credit to Clemson. This is a good game for them. And I hope for the ACC's sake that Clemson pulls out a victory. I think LSU has a tremendous defense. And we're going to find out if Taj Boyd can handle that fearsome LSU pass rush and those fast players in the secondary and those super quick linebackers. So,
well, the trip from Clemson, South Carolina to Atlanta is not very far, so you'd have to think there's going to be a lot of Tigers. Well, they're both Tigers. There's going to be a lot of Tiger supporters in the stadium, but a lot of folks rooting for Clemson tonight.
I'm going to predict Clemson in an upset. I think that's going to be a moderately scoring game. Let's go maybe like 24-17. Clemson in an upset.
Should be a good game. And then tomorrow, a very interesting game. Florida State, the ACC champion against Northern Illinois.
Good game.
Getting a chance to play in a BCS Bowl, kind of a name that many people are not familiar with as far as a football power is concerned.
And an important game. Florida State has got to win this game. If that coach down there, what's his name, Jimbo Fisher, what a name. He doesn't look that big to me, so I don't know how he got to be Jimbo. But anyway, Discover Orange Bowl, and I think Florida State's going to take care of business there. And that, I would think that's a victory for Florida State. I'm going to go Seminoles, maybe something like 20-13.
Florida State, I think, you know, their program's certainly back. We got about a minute left here. Remind people, 8 o'clock Sunday night, very big game in John Paul Jones Arena. I think there are still tickets available, so I would encourage our listeners, try to get some tickets, go up there and support the Hoos in person.
No reason not to go up for the game. Sunday night game, you can get a nice dinner. Head up there around 5:30, 6 o'clock, get a nice dinner, then roll over to JPJ for a lot of fun. That'll be a great game. Wahoos always play Tar Heels tough, and there's a lot at stake here. First game of the ACC schedule. And
you look at it, I mean, after that, Virginia plays two road games, at Wake, at Clemson, and then comes home to Florida State. So the early part of the schedule, a challenge.
Very important for the Wahoos. We got 30 seconds, Habbo. Any thoughts?
Just looking forward, maybe having Doug Dowdy on the show, a beat writer from the Roanoke Times. He's been on the beat for many, many years. Uri Barnes, Barry Parkhill, a number of basketball guests we'll have in January.
10 seconds to go. Go Wahoos. Beat the Tar Heels. Lady Wahoos, go ahead and beat those Hokies.
And happy New Year to everybody.
Be safe. Take care out there.